The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren, and today's message is called The Keys to Intercession. So let's get into a word of prayer, and because this message is really going to bless you. Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, lead me in today's podcast. Lord, help me to say the right things. Lord, help me to simplify what you have shown me so your kids can benefit from this. Lord, we love you and we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you're a Christian, sometime along your Christian walk, you would have heard the term intercession, and that has to do with prayer. And I know to many, you know, the term intercession, it can sound very intimidating. You know, the first thing that came to mind when I was young, I used to think of people who dedicate their lives, you know, interceding for others, praying for others, you know, behind their back. And it's a great act of love. It really is. You know, you praying from a place of love. There's no selfishness in that prayer because there's nothing about you in that prayer. It's always about other people. And you are dedicating your time daily to pray for others. It's a big act of love. And there are some people that God has called into full-time intercession. You know, there's people that's hired by ministries, and it's really their calling, you know, to spend the rest of their lives just interceding. And I know that some people have maybe tried it, and maybe they didn't get far, you know. And you might be thinking to yourself, if you're not called to be an intercessor, you might be hearing this and saying, you know, I don't need to hear this. Because I know I'm not called to intercede for people. But there are times where God will require that of you. When I was younger, the Lord would speak to my younger sister to pray for people, you know. And there were a few times where I had to intercede for other people. But, you know, it's something that every Christian, I believe, will experience sometime in their lives. And this is just a short message just to let you know how to do it successfully. So when you hear the term of intercession, you know, you think of prayer daily, you know, and you might be thinking prayer daily plus hours daily. And it can be very intimidating, especially if you don't know how to pray for people. And I just want to start off by reading something in the book of James. I want you to hear this. This is James chapter 5, verse 14. And I'm going to read to verse 15. It says, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven." Verse 16 says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that he may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." So in that verse of scripture, they're talking about physical sicknesses? Is there any sick among you? You know, you must go to the elders of the church. And then he doesn't just stop there. He says that you must pray for each other that you may be healed. I always found that very interesting. You pray for others so that you can be healed. So there is the job of the ministers or the elders of the church. And then there's also your job. You know, there's times where the Lord will require you to pray over people, whether it's your family members or whether it's your work colleagues or whether it is your friends. You know, it's people in your circles. You know, there might be someone that comes across your path that really needs prayer and they don't have time to get to the church. I remember many, many, many years ago, while I was battling that blockage that I had, and I was in the process of seeking out the wisdom of God, and I remember going to the church. You know, my answer had not yet manifested yet about the hot lemon water. It didn't manifest yet, and I needed prayer. I felt very awkward. I felt bloated. It felt like there was acid in my throat. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. It was a very, very, very uncomfortable situation. Not deadly or anything, but just very uncomfortable. And I went to church, and I believe it was a Wednesday early evening, something like that. And there are certain people in this church that I know has the anointing on them. I know this. You know, I've watched them over a period of time because when I first got born again, I used to go to this church a lot. Okay. And so I've seen them in action. I've seen the anointing on them. You know, I got stirred up, you know, when they would preach. And when I got to the church, no one was there except the caretaker. Now, the caretaker was a young guy that also went to Bible college. And he said, he'll pray for me. And I'm honest with you, I didn't know him. I really didn't know him. He was young. I think he was around about my age. And in my eyes, he didn't have the experience. You know, I wasn't really comfortable. I wasn't very confident in his prayers. And because I'm honest, I didn't know him, you know, but I was hoping that one of the elders of the church would be there, but they weren't. So anyway, I said, okay, you can pray for me, you know. And he started asking me a lot of questions. And then his questions to me got very personal, you know, and he wanted to make it out like I'm this great sinner. That's why I had this blockage. And he turned something that was very straightforward into something that was very complicated. And he started praying over me eventually, you know, after interrogating me. It really felt like interrogation. And he was praying that the Lord gets rid of this disease. And I stopped him in prayer and I said, it's not a disease, it's a blockage. And he just cut me off and carried on praying. And this is why, you know, you got to be very careful who you listen to. Yes, they can go to Bible college. Yes, they can have their documentation. Yes, they can be ordained. It doesn't mean anything. You know, you have to be anointed to be in that position. You know, a certificate doesn't mean that you are called by God. It really doesn't. There's a saying that I just absolutely love. It says, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. You know, so there's a lot of people that go to Bible college and they have a lot of faith in their own works. They got a lot of faith in that piece of paper that says they ordained. But, you know, when God looks at them, he sees them in the career that they should be doing. You know, not everyone is called to minister. And that right there, I forgave the guy, but I'm honest with you, that really, really put me off. Like in my time of need, I was really interrogated and he prayed amiss. And I'm honest with you, I wasted my time and I wasted my gas going there. But so there's going to be times where people can't get to a church. Maybe it's very late. So this is why you have to know in advance how to pray for people successfully. So getting back to the scripture found in James, you know, it's talking about someone that's sick, you know, someone that needs prayer right now, you know, and either says, you know, go to the elders of the church or they can come to you. And we all got to know how to pray for people successfully. Now, there's a lot of people that we've all come across that, you know, they need healing. And there's a lot of good people that need healing, Christians, you know, and I don't know if you've tried this before, but maybe you try to intercede for them and you start the first day and man, it's anointed and you quote some scriptures and, you know, you pray for them and you say, Lord, such as I have, I give unto them, you know, and I command healing to go into their body, etc., etc. And then the next day comes and you're thinking, okay, I can pray for them again, but now you're thinking, what do you say? Like, honestly, like, what do you say? You know, because you said all the good stuff yesterday, and now you maybe repeat most of the prayer, but it doesn't seem as anointed as it was yesterday. Like, what does a person do in the situation? And this message isn't just about praying for the sick. You know, it could be praying for anything, for people. The bottom line is intercession, you know, interceding for people. Like, how do you do it? And something that you got to understand, you know, we were blessed with the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus said to his disciples that it is expedient for him to leave so that he can send the Comforter. And the Holy Spirit has a few different names. He's got a lot of different functions. And there's a lot of stuff that he does. And this is one of those areas where you have to invite the Holy Spirit and you've got to work with him. So I'm going to read a scripture to you that really, really, really blessed me. And I hope it's going to bless you. This is in Romans chapter 8. And I want to read verse 26. And listen to this. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So once again, that's Romans chapter 8, verse 26, and that's from the King James Version. You know, when we pray in the Spirit, it is the Holy Spirit that's helping our spirits to pray. And we are praying the most accurate prayer. We are actually praying a prayer that is 100% based in love. And there's two scriptures that prove that. Praying in the Spirit, man, when you pray in the Spirit, your faith increases. Did you know that? You can look at Jude chapter 20. You know, when you're praying in the Spirit, you are praying out of love. You are praying the most accurate prayer. You know, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God. He knows what we should be praying. He knows how we should be. And when you pray in the Spirit for anyone in tongues, and I'm honest with you, it's a lot easier praying for someone every day in tongues versus praying for someone every day in English. I can promise you that right now. You know, so when you're praying in tongues for someone, I want to share two testimonies, and some of you might know this. My sister-in-law has a brother, and at this particular time, I had not met him yet. I only met him like much later, but before I met him, there was a time I was sitting in the lounge one evening, and I just have to say this again. At that stage, I have not met him. I don't know him. Well, I didn't know him. And I got prompted to pray for him in tongues. So I stopped what I was doing and I started praying for him. And I don't remember how long I prayed for, but when the prayer was done, the prayer was done. And I knew whatever happened, I knew that was sorted. My sister-in-law found out the very next day that at that time, he was actually in the process of being hijacked. And the hijackers, like, we don't know what would have happened to him if I had not prayed in the Spirit over him. This is why it's so important to pray in tongues. Then another time, and I mentioned this before, there was a lady that used to visit my folks a lot, and she was an acquaintance, and she was really, really, really oppressed of the devil, and Satan was really trying to wipe off the face of the earth, and she was obsessed with committing suicide. And at that point in time, she had tried a couple of times already. And whenever she'd visit, like 90% of the conversation was her killing herself. And my parents tried to minister to her and minister to her. I tried to minister to her. And anyway, one day I had a dream about her committing suicide. And the Lord showed me how she was going to do it. And when I woke up, I thought, what is going on? And I contacted my brother and I explained to him what dream I had. And he said that I must pray for her in tongues. So I said, I can do that. So every day I would pray for her in the Spirit. And then I don't remember how long it took, but it was a couple of days. And then the Lord said, okay, it's done. And I promise you this, after that point in time, when she started visiting, her conversation about committing suicide began decreasing and decreasing and decreasing until she hardly spoke about it. And guess what? She's still alive today. She hasn't tried committing suicide since. That's what interceding for someone is all about. And that's how you do it. You do it in the Spirit. And I'm going to just read this verse of scripture again. I want you to see something. It says here, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, our weaknesses, our feebleness. You know, we don't know what we should be praying. And we don't know how to bring it up. Like the Holy Spirit, this is his word. He knows what scriptures to quote. He knows the context in which these scriptures were written. He knows the depths of these scriptures. We don't know half of what the Bible is truly saying. Because remember, the Word of God is multi-leveled. And I'm going to continue reading. It says, "For we know not what we should pray for as we ought." You see, we don't know what we should be praying. "But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." So this is why it is important to pray in the Spirit. And you can't do it like 5 minutes a day. You know, you can pray in the Spirit over anything. You know, if you want a great marriage, there's things that the Lord can teach you and your spouse to be better partners to each other. And the more you pray in the Spirit over your marriage, the Lord's going to reveal things to you. The Lord's going to reveal things to your spouse. The Lord will show you how to raise your kids successfully. But once again, you've got to get the Spirit of God involved. If you've got a business, pray in the Spirit over it. The Holy Spirit knows that business in and out. He knows its weaknesses. He knows its strengths. He knows what it should be focusing on. This is our secret weapon. This is someone that the world doesn't have yet. And guess what? We do. And like Jesus said, you know, it is expedient, you know, that he goes, that he can send the Comforter. We are supposed to be benefiting from having the Holy Spirit. And how do you benefit? You work with the Holy Spirit, praying tongues about everything. You know, something that I came to realize, and it did take me a while, and but this is what the Lord showed me. Even if you want to dig out answers, if there's things that have been plaguing you for years, pray in the Spirit as much as possible over that situation, and the Lord is going to reveal things to you. There's something that I would love to share right now, but I guess it's a bit too soon. But that's something that I've come to see personally. Like, I'll give you this. Years ago, when I received the healing for my eyes, and I did not yet know that my eyes were healed. Yes, I got that tingly feeling and all that. And this was in January the 17th of 2019. And the reason why I did, there's a long story behind it, but I was not yet 100% convinced that my eyes were healed. But the Holy Spirit was leading me to pray this out, to ask the Lord, "Lord, is my eyes healed already?" I wasn't getting dizzy after that time, but I wasn't sure. So I said, you know what, I'm going to pray this out. You know, this thing is, it feels like it's nagging on me. I need to ask the Lord this question. And that right there, that's the Holy Spirit trying to help me, you know. So I started praying in tongues and I said, "Lord, I'm going to pray in tongues. I want you to tell me, has my healing manifested?" And I didn't tell anyone I'm doing this. I didn't, you know, that's how I do. I don't go on social media announcing it to the world. I don't tell family members. This is between me and the Lord. And I promise you this. The Lord confirmed it so many times. There were things that would just happen one after the other. Trevor would visit and you'd just sit down and you'd look at me and say, "Andrew, you're already healed." Then another time he comes over and he says, "Now just remember, I'm praying every day in the Spirit. I'm praying every day. And the Lord is speaking to me. That was confirmation after confirmation. And Trevor comes over and he says, "Hey, Andrew, I got an email from our auntie in the States. And she said, you must listen to this one teaching by Andrew Womack. It's called You Already Got It, you know." And then my niece came around. She said, "Hey, I had a dream that you playing on your phone, you know." And then I had a dream that I was back on these devices again. And then just one by one, I'm getting these confirmations one after the other. And then because I kept on praying, that voice got louder and it got louder and it got louder. And I remember one day I walked into my room and I think it was a Saturday late afternoon. And I went to the window and I put my hands on the windowsill, just looking outside. And I saw this vision of me on the other side of this faith project. And the Lord showed me, said, "It's done. It's done. You healed. You got it." So that's what happens when you keep praying in the Spirit about something. The Lord makes things known, you know. So this is our secret weapon. And work with the Holy Spirit. You won't be sorry. Hope this message bless you. And I want you to work with the Holy Spirit. I want you to have success. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.